Yeah, the fact that you just have an official community, like an official group.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I don't think I need that either.
Right.
Like a necessary aspect of being Latvian. I don't consider myself Latvian because I'm part of Imata. More the other way around. I'm part of Imata because like that's for me personally to feel Latvian. I don't need Imata to feel Latvian, but I'm not saying that it's not a necessary organization. Well, for the reasons that we've listed since, I mean, it brings people together. It keeps them together. It's a good way to meet new Latvians. It's a good way to involve yourself in the community if you're interested to, or if you've become interested in involving yourself in the community. So in that sense, yes, it is a very necessary organization, I would think. But one of the very first things that that a Latvian would know is that the cultural identity is not something that is given to you through an organization. It's something you come to yourself. And I mean, it's true for every culture, but especially for countries like the Baltic states who have been occupied and they have been sort of been forced to assimilate to a culture that is not their own. Cultural identity, when it comes from within, is a lot stronger, I think, in those countries. It's hard to say, really. I go to be connected to the culture. Well, I think as a Canadian, or like as Canadians, we don't have our own unique culture in the same way that the Americans might say they would, or other cultures. Canada's traditionally been a giant cultural mosaic, I think is a politically correct term. Everyone is sort of culturally oriented from where they originally came from. And as a Latvian, I mean, being connected to that, that's an important aspect, obviously. And so this is why I think I go to the functions and that sort of thing.
I can remember in 1967, the year of Expo, one of the essay topics in one of our final exams for, I think, social studies or enterprise or whatever it was called, you had to write whether Canada was a cultural mosaic or a melting pot. So we are a mosaic, but a huge chunk of us is melting pot.
Yeah, but what does it melt into? Like, there's no
exactly, it melts into nothing.
There's no overarching Canadian culture, right? I mean, you could say, oh, there's...
That's just it. That's why people who speak no Latvian, know nothing about Latvian, but they've got a great something who's Latvian, they're going to be Latvian because they can hang on to something. Because everybody else in their family is Canadian, and there's nothing there. There's nothing different from your neighbor, right? So you can have a little... You can go to one or two more events a year where you can, you know, you'll broaden your horizon just a little bit more by acknowledging that little bit of your background that's not bland Canadian. And I'm not by any means trying to put down Canadians, because some people balance all the different backgrounds they have very well. Like, so it's and I probably wouldn't have the energy to do 8 different traditions a year.
I think that the percentage has a lot to do with the actual amount of people. Communities on the West Coast, like Seattle or Los Angeles, mm-hmm. They have really, really, really big communities, and so they have a lot of people who actually speak Latvian. When you have people who actually speak Latvian, then you have fewer people who start to lose the language. The larger number keeps the percentage up.